sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we were just talking about education with Alex Newman. And again, I would encourage you. It's a wonderful thing. It gives you a chance to get to know your kids. What could be better than that? And to discover things that you were never taught in school. And believe me, you are up to the task. You really are. You can't do worse than the schools that come out with a 90% illiteracy rate. You can't do worse than that. So take that burden of achievement off of yourself. As Ron Paul points out, I mentioned this in the interview, the violence and the Marxism that is inherent in this institution that we look at. And I think you have to think about this another way. There's so many different things that come into play when you turn your kids over to somebody that you don't know anything about. Now, we understand the violence that has been publicized endlessly by the mainstream media when somebody shows up and starts shooting kids. And we all say, you know, why can't they be protected from that? Well, why can't you protect your kids from this kind of violence? A science teacher in Idaho. We're not in Kansas anymore, folks. We're not even in Idaho anymore. He took a live puppy and threw it into a tank with a snapping turtle in front of his class in junior high school. How do you protect your kids from that? How do you protect your kids from that kind of violence and sadism? You don't know. These people who are sending their kids to this biology class, they didn't know that they had a psychopath as a teacher. This is horrific. I mean, these kids had to watch this. A group of shocked students watched in horror as the turtle drew its razor-sharp teeth into the poor little animal. I find it interesting. I haven't seen any reports of this. Maybe there are some. The reports that I see of this are reported by Sputnik and RT. Isn't that interesting that the American media doesn't want to talk about what's going on in an American classroom? So the turtle, and these snapping turtles, are fast. If you haven't ever seen one, they're very dangerous. Razor-sharp teeth, he sinks it into the animal. They kill their prey by dragging it under the water to drown it. And simply chewed its head off right there in front of the kids. Now, he is going to be facing a possible 6-month prison sentence as well as a fine of $5,000 if found guilty of this misdemeanor. And it caused a huge public outcry, 190,000 signatures online immediately to get rid of him. Who vetted this guy? Did you vet him as a parent if you go there? So you don't know what is happening when you're not there. That's one of the big reasons that you homeschool. You don't know what people like this are teaching your kids, how they're destroying them. Where did Bill Ayers go when he decided that he wasn't getting enough traction with his revolution, blowing buildings up and killing people? Oh, he went into education, that's right. And what did he start educating people about? Well, he and his group, the Weather Underground, created that wonderful construct that we have now for revolution called white skin privilege. They've just taking the skin out. Now, white privilege. That came from those people. That's how they destroy people's minds. And then we have this judge in England. So happy the top family judge in England, Sir James Munby, the president of the family division of the High Court of Justice for England and Wales, has said that society should welcome and applaud the collapse of traditional nuclear family life. What is the family? Asked the 69-year-old at a lecture in Liverpool. He said, time was when most people probably thought the answer was not merely clear but obvious. But today, we're going to confuse that issue. He's going along the lines of Plato. He's even talking about, hey, we might have polygamous marriage. So that's maybe the new family, right? Folks, it's there is no limit as to how they're going to do this. And the reason that they are doing this is because of the stated reasons of Plato in his Republic. He said, we don't want people to know who their parents are. We want to be their parents. We don't want there to be any gods before our God, the government, our godverment. So they don't want God. They don't want the family. They want to be God. They want to be the family. They don't want the kids to even know who their parents were. And guess what? You abandon your kids to an institution, they won't know who you are. You won't know who they are by the time they get finished with that institution. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Money. Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now, you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about the British judge who applauds the collapse of the nuclear family. Let's get everybody confused about what gender is. Let's confuse everybody about what family is. Let's make sure that family goes away. Let's make sure that God goes away, that the only thing that remains is our government here. And, you know, I think that's a big part. I know it's a big part of what's going on with the LGBT attacks and the agenda. And understand that there is nothing necessarily inherent in the fact of being homosexual that makes you have to destroy other people and destroy families. This is the LGBT agenda that is the leftist government bullies and tyrants agenda. And we saw a major victory in that yesterday. They're trying to proscribe that and say, oh, it's a narrow victory. No, it's not. No, it's not. 7-2, when you get, if you just look at the number of judges and the fact that you had some leftist judges join with the guy who is usually unpredictable, Kennedy, the swing vote, they all joined together to push this back. I think that is very significant. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail in this hour. We're going to talk more about Bill Clinton and his self-pardoning and playing the victim as he did. I got some more clips I got to play for you on that. But before we move on from this, and it also plays into the LGBT agenda, again, the leftist government bullies and tyrants, you won't find them anywhere more strong than in California. They have now banned another state. Yes, the state of California is seceding from the United States one state at a time. Instead of them leaving, they're pushing other people out. As Sacramento Bee points out, since 2017, California has forbidden state employees from traveling to states with laws that California leaders perceive to be discriminatory against LGBT. And they say they've added restrictions now on Oklahoma because the state adopted a law that would allow adoption service agencies to refuse to work with gay and transgender people. Let me tell you something. If somebody doesn't know what gender they are, I don't want them raising kids. Just that simple. It is a mental illness. When you hear LGBT used in that context and you hear people talking about transgender agenda, just reply, Bob. It's biological, it's objective, and it is binary. Your gender is Bob. and that's the way the American Pediatric Society defines it. Biological, objective, it is not subjective. It is not mental, and it is binary. There's two, male and female, he created them. Do you not know? Have you not read? Anyway, Oklahoma now joins the list of places that you can't go if you are a California employee. And here's the honor roll of states that California has seceded from. Alabama, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas on the list of states where California public employees cannot travel for work-related purposes unless they're required to by a court in order to investigate a crime, investigate a tax dispute, or comply with a grant. Oh, if they want money. Yeah, I want your tax money. I want a grant. Oh, okay. We'll make an exception. We don't have principles that get in the way of us grabbing money, because this socialist state of California is going bankrupt fast. So if they can get money, they can throw their LGBT, their leftist government, bigoted, bullying and tyrants. They can just get rid of that agenda right there, because there's some money to be had. Yeah, that's California's principles right there. We know what they are. We're just haggling over the price. Going back to the Bilderberg Group, again, when we look at this as Italy being the focus of opposition right now to the establishment, no surprise that you would have the Bilderberg Group meeting in Turin. Now, they announced that in January. Of course, the elections were last fall. So hey, we got to go to Italy and tamp this whole thing down. And when I was looking at the Independent before we had Alex Newman come on, I just wanted to go back and read you a couple of these amazing quotes, disinformation quotes from the Independent. As they came back and they said, well, you know, you got all these conspiracy theorists. They always loved, that was a term, again, that was created by the FBI to shut down anybody questioning the patently absurd idea that a single shooter killed JFK. So forget that Zapruder film. Forget the eyewitness accounts. Don't believe your lying eyes. If you think that somebody else is involved and it wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald, you are a conspiracy theorist. And we're just going to ridicule you out of we're not going to pay attention to anything that you have to say. And that's the tactic that the Independent in the UK is taking. And so they say, well, you know, these conspiracy theorists, they're not really sure whether it is fascism or Marxism. And as I pointed out to you, no, it is really a fascism. Whose goal is Marxism? And Adolf Hitler understood that. The people who founded this group understand that, because it has ties to Nazism. If you understand why they picked the Bilderberg Hotel, that was the site, if you've ever seen the movie A Bridge Too Far, it was a long, long movie with a cast of 1,000 movie stars. Everybody who was anybody at the time got into that movie. But it was about the last victory of the Nazis, Operation Market Garden. It's deep penetration. They were pushing quickly into Germany, and the front was advancing. And as they made a leapfrog, trying to go in very quickly to wrap things up, they were betrayed. People believe that they were betrayed by one of the founders of Bilderberg, as well as Prince Bernhard, I believe was a double agent, as well as the British general who steadfastly refused to move troops forward. Now, those two guys, interestingly enough, at the site of the last Nazi victory there, Operation Market Garden, at that bridge too far, that was where the Bilderberg Hotel was. So they chose to hold this meeting 10 years after the last Nazi victory. This whole thing was this whole unification of Europe that we see here, the European Union project, was essentially to do economically and with a technocratic approach what Hitler was unable to do militarily. And it has succeeded up to this point. But people are starting to wake up. Those are the true origins of Bilderberg. That is the real conspiracy theory, if you will. And they come back, and they even had one of the guys say, well, you know, Dennis Healey, a member of the steering committee for more than 30 years, said, well, to say that we're striving for a one world government is exaggerated, but not wholly unfair. That's not the immediate goal. You know, it's a little bit exaggerated, because they're not going there right now, but it's not unfair to say that's what we'd like to see. Those of us in Bilderberg felt that we couldn't go on forever fighting one another for nothing and killing people and rendering millions. Oh, so they're going to subdue us for our own good. You know, kind of like that Twilight Zone episode where the aliens come down and they're going to control everything and they're here to serve mankind. Yes, they come in peace. Our purpose is to serve mankind. And then when you get into the ship, you see that to serve mankind is a cookbook. This is a cookbook, folks. And it has been a boiling frog cookbook. They're taking a gradual approach to this. And, of course, you have people like Henry Kissinger, the regular attendee, Helmut Kohl, Bill Clinton, we'll talk about him more, Bill Gates, Christine Lagarde, all the people, IMF, the biggest corporations, the biggest politicians now and future, as well as past, all attending. And as they say in the Independent, this a rather specter-like organization, referring to the James Bond villains, reinforcing its interests by choosing presidents and controlling public opinion through the media. The Bilderberg Group is nothing more sinister than an occasional supper club. Yeah, that's right. It's just a supper club. It's not Spectre. And then they go on to say, well, actually, you know, these people like, that say that there's a lizards meeting there, you know, they're just, really helping to cover up what we really should be concerned somewhat about. As one person comes back and says, well, you know, the conspiracy theories have served the group quite well because any serious scrutiny is dismissed as hysterical and shrill. And that's exactly why they call things conspiracy theories. So that when you see Ed Balls with a suitcase filled with nothing but papers showing up at the meeting, oh, it's just a supper club. Why'd you bring a suitcase full of papers to the supper club, Ed? Former member of parliament because he lost the election after that. What's going on there? Oh, let's just call it a conspiracy theory and then nobody will pay any attention to it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcuminin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcuminin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
look at the origins of Bilderberg going back to World War II. As you hear Benny Goodman sing, sing, sing from World War II vintage. As we look at this, how is it happening here in the United States? Of course, it is being done more gradually. As I point out, this is a fire that they started, but it is a boiling frogs type of fire. Here in America, you now have the Koch brothers joining the hashtag resistance. As RT puts it, they've launched a campaign against President Trump and his attempts to try to equalize trade with tariffs. And as Breitbart points out, they have a multi-million-dollar campaign that's being launched to tell us all how well their trade of our jobs, their trade away of our manufacturing jobs has worked for us over the last couple of decades. Well, we know. We have seen what's happened with NAFTA. And we've seen what has happened with China. As they point out in the Breitbart article, the Koch brothers are going to be launching a multi-million dollar campaign against Trump's popular tariffs ahead of the elections. Now, these guys are some of the biggest donors to the Republican Party. Nevertheless, they're all about open borders, they're all about multinational free trade agreements. They are globalists, the Koch brothers are. This is why the labels and the political parties don't really mean that much. When you got the Koch brothers out there pushing for this, their group is one of the groups that they're using. A lot of different organizations. One of them, Americans for Prosperity. That should be the Chinese for Prosperity. That's what they should call this group. Not Americans for Prosperity. This is Chinese for Prosperity. You know, we look at the Italian election that I was talking about. What is the new Italian government saying? Italy first. We're going to create jobs. We're not going to be the welfare housing facility for the European Union and so forth. The same things that we're saying here. We're going to protect our borders. We're going to protect our country. If we don't defend our economy and our borders, that's real national security, folks. All this fake, faux national security. We got to listen to everything that you do. We got to watch everything that you do. We got to create this massive surveillance state because of national security. No. We don't have to surrender our privacy, our liberty. We don't have to create a dark government where everything is concealed against us to have national security. It's exactly the opposite. That kind of government will take away our security, our freedom, our liberty. To the extent that you give up your liberty to that degree, you become a slave. Slaves are never secure. Slaves are never prosperous. Slaves are always poor and insecure and in prison. That is the inherent lie of the national security state and everything that they tell us that we have to do. We have to give up the Bill of Rights. We have to give up our economic prosperity so that they can protect us. No, they're not protecting us. This is a globalist empire. We are their unpaid mercenaries. As a matter of fact, we pay for the privilege to be their mercenaries. And it's about time we stop this. It's about time we stop the foreign wars. It's about time we stop what they call free trade. It's not free trade. It is managed trade. It is managed by these multinational agreements, and we have no say in how it is managed. We have no ability to compete because they will shut that down with their multinational agreements and their management from afar. That's what they did with the European Union. They told the British fishermen who've been fishing in those waters for millennia, no, you can't fish in those waters. We're going to tell you from Brussels what you can and cannot do. Believe me. If we enter into the Trans-Pacific or Transatlantic partnerships, if we enter into that, there will be a multinational organization that we don't have any say-so in electing, that is not accountable to us, that cannot be removed. They will be telling us everything that we can and cannot do, just as European Union was doing to the member states. That's why they're getting out. And these Koch brothers are examples, are prime examples of it. They say, well, open trade offers a win-win that delivers the best results for most people. No, we have seen how this has worked for us for the last couple of decades. We've seen what's happened with the North American Free Trade Agreement and these other agreements. If you look at this chart on this Breitbart article, they also break it down for China, for example. I mean, you can go back and you can have the discussion about NAFTA, and you can look at how our deficit exploded with Mexico immediately afterwards. As I've said many times before, prior to that, some years we'd have a $2 billion surplus or a $3 billion deficit, or maybe there'd be a $5 billion one way or the other between us and Mexico, but it was alternating back and forth year to year. It was roughly equal. After NAFTA, it went up to $17 billion for several years, and then it kept increasing, got up to the 70s of billions of dollars. It's probably somewhere in the 60s right now. This has been a massive sucking sound, as Ross Perot predicted. But when we look at China, look at that chart right there. This is on the Breitbart article. Since 2001, free trade with China has cost millions of Americans their jobs. According to the Economic Policy Institute, between 2001 and 2015, about 3.5 million jobs were lost due to our trade deficit with China. As President Trump tweeted out, you can't lose if you're down $800 billion a year. There's no way to go but up, folks. We got nothing to lose here in this trade war. They've been bombing our economy for decades, and it's about time we equalize things. $2.6 million were lost in manufacturing alone. About three quarters of the jobs lost in this U.S.-China trade deficit were manufacturing. Not a surprise. As they also point out, one former steel town in West Virginia lost 94% of its steel jobs because of NAFTA, with nearly 10,000 workers in the town being displaced from the steel industry. Again, our borders, our economy, our real national security. All these people want to scoff at the idea that President Trump is putting on these tariffs because of that. When you look at historically how our government was funded when it was constitutional, when our government was the size that it fit in the Constitution, as I've said many times, in the first administration of Thomas Jefferson, beginning of the 1800s, about 110 years before we had the inversion of power structure, the perversion of our Constitution, with the Federal Reserve being created and the income tax being created. Prior to that, our country was funded and funded solely on tariffs. President Jefferson was bragging about the fact that he had done that. He said, we've eliminated useless offices so that nobody pays any internal taxes. What farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? None do. The only taxes that we collect with the federal government are at the border on goods and services coming in. We don't bother anybody inside the United States. That is called free trade, folks. That's called freedom. It's called liberty. And the globalists didn't like that model. The globalists said, we're going to tax you internally, and we are going to manipulate the economy with a central bank. We're going to create an income tax to be the people to collect the money for that government, for that Federal Reserve. And we're going to manipulate things and take down the trade barriers so that we can get slave labor in China. That's the model that we're operating under. That's the model that the Koch brothers are trying to sell you as they come against Trump's trade equalization. And we look at the fact that President Trump, I think they had a, for the new slogan, instead of make America great again, they should say make the economy great again. Or we made the economy great again. How about that? We made the economy great again. We're mega. We're huge. Costco raising the minimum wage for 130,000 employees to $14 an hour, and they gave credit to the Republican tax cut. How's that, Nancy? How about that for crumbs? You want to fight people for those crumbs? You want to take those crumbs off their table? That's what the Democrats are left to do. They are fighting you for the crumbs on your table. $14 an hour because of the Republican tax cut for 130,000 employees at Costco. They made the economy great again. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to take a little bit deeper look at the Supreme Court decision yesterday about the cake. How are you going to cut this cake? You can have your cake and religion too, said the Supreme Court. But now the left is coming back and if not outright disagreeing with it, saying, well, it's a very narrow decision. It doesn't affect much. Let's take a look at what this decision truly was about. And let's take a look at what was really going on here and the issues surrounding this. Again, these are Colorado officials, and I think one of the best takes on this, if you want to see it, is the New American article. The Supreme Court gives a huge victory to a baker who wouldn't make same-sex wedding cake. But they have a great analysis of this, I think. And they point out the Colorado officials had actually protected several bakers who were charged with anti-religious discrimination when they refused to design a cake with a quote from Leviticus condemning homosexuality. See, to illustrate the point, after they victimized baker and said, we want you to do something that we're going to force you or we're going to put you out of business. Just as if you were to go into a black baker and say, you know what, I want you to make me a white sheet cake with a KKK stuff all over it. You know, make it the shape of a hood. How about that? And maybe you can throw some pictures of some ropes and some lynchings and stuff. Is that okay? You do that for me? Oh, you're not going to do that for me? Okay, I'm going to put you out of business. Or go into a Jewish bakery and say, I want you to do a Nazi cake for me. Yeah, put some stuff in there, you know, about prison camps or something like that. You do that for me, I'm going to put you out of business. And so after they did this to this Christian baker, again, these leftist government bullies and tyrants, that's what the LGBT people are, this part of this movement. They go in there to do it. They could have gone to any baker to get that done. But no, they wanted to make an example out of this guy. They wanted to put him out of business, and so did the Colorado officials. And so the Christians go back and they say, all right, well, let's do one like this. Let's just reverse this. Let's go to some bakers, and we will ask them in this liberal town here to put a cake there, and we want you to quote some Bible verses from Leviticus condemning homosexuality. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And so the Colorado, then they appealed it. They said, well, you know, how about applying the law equally here? Oh, we don't apply the law equally. We don't apply the law equally to Democrats, to Hillary Clinton, to the LGBT mob. We don't apply that law to them. It's only the white male Christians, Western civilization. They get the law applied to them, but not to the other people, not to the other side. And that was one of the things that the Supreme Court mentioned in their decision, that obviously these people in this Colorado town have got it in for the Christians. As they go on to point out in this New American article, they said, SCOTUS and everyone else, however, are missing the elephant in the room. And they quote a Yale Law School professor. His name is William Eskridge, Jr. He is self-described as openly gay, and he is a constitutional law expert. And again, when I point out, the leftist government bullies and tyrants, the LGBT mob. See, there's nothing inherent with being gay or homosexual that means that you have to destroy other people's lives or that you have to eradicate Christianity or you have to eradicate the family. You can be live and let live. How about that? What an idea. What an idea. Anyway, this openly gay constitutional law expert from Yale said this, and commenting on this case, he talked to the New Yorker. He said, many Christian businessmen have no problem with gay customers. They just don't want to participate in the choreography of gay weddings. And he said, and they said, yeah, this baker certainly fits that mold. No pun intended, I guess. He would not happily provide, he would happily provide baked goods for them, but he would not create a cake for this event. An event is the key word. That is the central thing here. And again, this was bullying by a bunch of LGBT tyrants. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom, who were a part of this decision, said, Jack serves all his customers. He simply declines to express messages or to celebrate events that violate his deeply held beliefs. Creative professionals who serve all people should be free to create art consistent with their convictions without the threat of government punishment. Mike Huckabee had this to say. He said, this goes back to the muddle that the Supreme Court created when they interjected themselves. He doesn't say this, but he says this is a muddle that they created when they created same-sex marriage. And they did that by violating the 10th Amendment. See, there is no authorization, there's no power given to the federal government, certainly not to the Supreme Court, to define what marriage is. They had no business defining marriage. And basically what they did was they appealed to what they thought was the current zeitgeist of what the, you know, wet their finger and stick it in the air and say, oh, I think this is where the wind is blowing. We'll go this way. Or this is my opinion is the way that I think society should go. And they imposed that opinion unconstitutionally on us because the 10th Amendment doesn't give them the power to define marriage. It doesn't give the government the power to do the war on drugs. See, when we get off of the Constitution and we start going down this path where, well, I'm a powerful person, I'll do this and see if anybody can stop me. That's the way our government has been operating my entire life. It's about time we stop it. We had to have an 18th Amendment to prohibit alcohol because we had a government that respected the Constitution at that time and the 10th Amendment. As I've said before, forget 420, it's 1018. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment tell you that the war on drugs is not constitutional. And when you allow the government to intrude itself on every minute aspect of our life, you wind up seeing people who, even after we have the right to try bill, you have a young boy, 15 years old, drug out of his home by a sheriff because his parents gave him the only thing that would control his epileptic seizures, and that is marijuana. Pharmaceutical drugs wouldn't work, but he doesn't have a right to try medical marijuana. No, this is the tyranny that results when the government gets involved in things that it shouldn't be involved in, that it doesn't even have the authority to be involved in. But Huckabee put it this way. He said, SCOTUS made it clear the care should be taken that it not infringe on religious beliefs as they redefined marriage. But the ink was barely dry before Christian bakers, florists, and other wedding service providers in blue states were being sued, harassed, hounded, fined, branded as haters, and driven into bankruptcy. simply for declining jobs that would require them to violate their sacred belief in the biblical definition of marriage. This ruling still leaves unfinished the untangling of the knot of conflicting rights that the Supreme Court created, and I'll add, when they overstepped their authority and violated the Constitution. That's really what is involved here. Two of the court's four liberals, Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, joined the five conservatives, and actually joined the four conservatives, I would say, and the swing vote, Justice Anthony Kennedy. He wrote the decision. And again, they want to say, oh, this is, as they spin this, there's Reuters, says, oh, this is on narrow grounds, and it's stopping short of setting a major precedent. Let me tell you what the precedent was. The precedent was the First Amendment. And it says, you shall make no law abridging the free exercise of religion. It doesn't say anything about serving people in a public building or anything. I mean, there is nothing that protects us from discrimination. That should be solved in the free marketplace. If you don't like somebody because they're a bigot, don't do business with them. But the government shall make no law abridging the free exercise of religion. End of story. If you are not allowed to live your religion, that doesn't mean that you're going to go somewhere and burn candles or sing songs or chant chants. That doesn't mean that. That's not what the free exercise of religion means. The free exercise of religion means that you exercise your religious convictions. And you shall make no law. That's what the Constitution. So this is a very disappointing decision, but not unexpected, because the Supreme Court doesn't respect the Constitution. They wouldn't have interjected themselves into defining marriage for us. I mean, I don't even think that it ought to be defined by local government, one way or the other. It's not any of their business. But clearly, the federal government is directly prohibited by the 10th Amendment from defining marriage. And they ignored that prohibition, just as they ignored the prohibition on infringing on the free exercise of religion. So they come up with some other basis on this. And even if they come up to the right conclusion, they did it on the wrong basis. Still, it was 7-2. Only Darth Vader, Ginsburg, and Sotomayor were the ones to come out of it. Of course, Nancy Pelosi is hopping mad. She wants these bakers to be forced to bake cake. So you embrace that, Nancy. You embrace that. You embrace MS-13. That's a winning formula for you. You fight people for the crumbs on their table. Like Newt Gingrich said, it's looking like a red wave. We're going to be waving Nancy Pelosi goodbye. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I want to plow into all of this. That I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques.
Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's our final segment of the program, and I want to talk about the importance of what we honor and celebrate. And we can see this in what is happening at the White House with the Philadelphia Eagles and with something else that's coming up at the White House we're going to talk about here. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have extended our Memorial Day sale, 50% off dozens of our most popular products at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. 50% off plus free shipping. Here's some of the products. Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus, Immune Wall, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, that's our colloidal silver. Those are two of my favorite products. I never go anywhere without those two in my bag for a reporting trip. I want to have Brain Force Plus because that keeps me focused mentally, and I want to take Silver Bullet because that colloidal silver helps me to fight viruses and bacteria when I'm traveling. Both of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, all of the Super Blue products, all of our dental products that have nano silver, and that's our two flavors of toothpaste, our mouthwash, our immune gargle spray. Again, that can be used topically. It's nano silver. It helps to fight bacteria as well as virus, but the bacteria that causes gum disease, it can lead to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. Those are great dental products, the Super Blue line. You can get those 50% off. Our X2 nascent iodine and the BioTrue selenium combo is 50% off. No question that iodine and selenium are very important health supplements, and we have the best quality sources you're going to find with X2 nascent iodine and the BioTrue selenium. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off, as I said, dozens of products and free shipping store-wide. Well, let's take a look at the controversy du jour, the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't really care, really, about honoring the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's far more important to honor the people who have died and not to disrespect the families of those people who have died. And that is the tone-deaf protest that is being done by these millionaire players who, if they hadn't been hit in the head so many times, they'd understand how stupid this protest is, how misguided, misdirected it is. It's kind of like when there's an issue of police brutality, and what do? They go down and they burn down houses and black businesses in their neighborhood. How does that solve anything? See, they don't want to fix the problem of excessive police force or police brutality. Instead, what they want is to divide and conquer the community. See, what they need to do is they need to unite instead of divide in order to fix this. They need to say, this is all of our problems. This is not just black versus blue. If they would unite the people, then they could fix the problem. Say, this is a problem for everybody. We need to figure out how to do this without turning the police into tyrants, into bullies. We got to stop this police brutality. Let's get everybody involved because everybody is subject to this. Well, it's not just black people who are being killed by police brutality, excessive use of force. And there are good police officers, and we need to purge out the bad police officers. But how do we do that? How do we reform the institution? It has changed. It's changed for the worse. How do we make it change for the better? We have to unite, not divide. These people are focusing on dividing because they don't want to fix it. And it is stupid the way they have, again, it's misdirected. It's like burning down somebody else. Like going kicking the cat because you can't address the real problem. President Trump said only a small number of players decided to come, so we canceled the event. And went on to say, staying in the locker room, by the way, for the playing of our national anthem is as disrespectful to our country as kneeling. And he's right. Absolutely right. They were planning on sending less than 10 players. And so the president has said in a statement that because they were going to send so few people, but there's going to be 1,000 fans planning to attend the event. He said they deserve better. So we're going to make it a patriotic event. And they're going to bring in the United States Marine Band, the U.S. Army Chorus to celebrate America at 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's what they're going to do. They're going to celebrate heroes and not football players. But then you got a Democrat senator that said, hey, I know what, I'll get these people who are protesting the United States. I'll get them to come with me and we'll go tour Congress. This is a Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, Bob Casey. And he tweets out, hey, Eagles, how about a tour of the Capitol? So, you know, maybe he can get MS-13 to come along on the tour too. And they can do a PR tour for the upcoming election for the Democrats. And they can have Nancy Pelosi explain to us why the First Amendment doesn't mean what it says. They can embrace all that stuff. Democrats, I'm just absolutely amazing people in charge of that. But we look at how important it is to celebrate things. Now, President Trump did the right thing with this, I think. Saying, oh, okay, you want to protest me? You want to make this into a photo opportunity to protest me when I got the NFL to start to move in the right direction, even though they're still going to not fully embrace celebrating America. Well, that's good, I think. But President Trump is going to be having an iftar dinner at the White House for Ramadan. And again, as I pointed out earlier, the amazing spin and lies of the Independent in the UK about Bilderberg. Here's what they're saying about President Trump and the fact that last year, he had not held an iftar dinner for the end of Ramadan. This is the Independent in the UK, they said, this breaks a Muslim tradition held at the White House for more than two centuries. That's an absolute lie. Even CNN got it right. Even CNN realizes that this isn't something we've been doing for two centuries. It is something we've been doing for two decades. Where did this start? This began with Hillary. Hillary was the one that started the White House iftar dinner annual reception. President Trump didn't do it last year, but he's doing it this year on year number two. Why? Why do we have to continue this tradition that was started by Hillary Clinton? They will go back and they'll say, well, it's a two-century tradition because Thomas Jefferson was going to meet with an envoy of Tunisia. And he was a Muslim, and he said, I can't meet you for lunch. I've got a religious ceremony here and I can do it after sundown. Okay, well, we'll do the dinner at sundown. And said, oh, see, that was our first iftar dinner. We've got centuries. And then, of course, we had some of them will come out and say, Washington and Lincoln called for days of fasting. Well, of course they did. They were during times of war, but it was prayer and fasting in the Christian tradition. This was not Ramadan. They didn't call for it at that time of year, and it wasn't a Muslim festival. But they'll try to create, just as the Independent in the UK did, say, well, this is a two-century tradition. Look at that, President Trump violated. No, it was two decades. It was started in 1996. Hillary hosted a Ramadan EID celebration. EID, I don't know how you pronounce that. Don't care. Sorry. Don't care. Not my culture. I don't want to embrace this culture, this political system, this religion. I don't know how to say it. But it is a two-decade, and this is what CNN said. The event was not held last year, breaking nearly two decades of tradition by previous presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. Who cares about their traditions? I don't. Why doesn't President Trump do something different? Why doesn't he just, he said, I'm not going to honor the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to honor the military veterans that they're disrespecting with their protest. How about President Trump, instead of honoring the religion and the political system and the cultural system that is so antithetical to tolerance and to multiculturalism? There is no system more intolerant of that than the Islamic system. They want to destroy Christianity, Judaism, Hindus, Buddhists. They want to destroy every political system. They want to destroy every culture but their own. Instead of honoring that, why don't you honor and stand up for Tommy Robinson? Instead of having a Ramadan feast at the White House this year, you did the right thing last year to ignore that. Why don't you turn it into something positive and stand up and speak out for Tommy Robinson as their culture is being overrun by this intolerant society of Ramadan? You want to celebrate Ramadan? Well, it's not over yet, but in just 3 weeks, we've had Islamic terrorists who are celebrating Ramadan kill 352, wound 449. Yeah, they're getting to about 800 people right now. Actually, it's more than 800 maybe. Anyway, that's their holy month. That's how they celebrate. This religion of peace, this cult of death. We just had a Muslim attacker to a Jew in Germany yell to them, Berlin is our city now. They had a couple of 17-year-old Jewish kids waiting for a train in Berlin. The Garten Station is a German name. Anyway, they were playing a Jewish song called Tel Aviv. And the Arab men shouted at him, the 17-year-old, is that Hebrew music? For 70 years, you're murdering children. Berlin is our city now. We don't listen to effing Jewish music. If I had a knife, I would kill you. If I meet you again, I will. Yeah. We're going to celebrate that with Ramadan? I don't think so. And of course, they will call you an Islamophobe. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and covering up the crime of Imran Awan. She runs out and calls the people. After all this stuff, I was going to list off all the different things. Of course, you probably know, if you listen to the program, what the Awan brothers were guilty of doing. But if you criticize them, if you try to arrest them for their crimes, oh, according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you are an Islamophobe. Yes, they'll call you an Islamophobe. I'm sure I'll get called that for this too. But that's our program. Thank you for joining us today. I'm David Knight.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution.
It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to callers. We just had a caller in the last segment. We still have him here. Gary in Missouri, he identified himself as a truck driver, said he was given Ritalin in high school. It's supposed to help his concentration and focus, but his grades went down. He was helped once he got off of that. Talking about cannabis and one of the strongest medical drugs that we have out there. But, of course, it is not allowed because it's not part of the big pharmaceutical profit sphere that is out there. You know, we look at the VA choice plan that President Trump talked about. Yes, I'm all for that. We're all about trying to help veterans. One of the things that we might do is allow them to have medical marijuana for PTSD. It is a very effective treatment. Instead, they get things that are very dangerous for them, things like opioids and other things like that. You don't have to get addicted to the big pharmaceutical drugs like opioids. You can use marijuana to help to treat your diseases. And we just had President Trump last week and grateful that he would give people the right to try to participate in drug trials. Nevertheless, you've still got kids and families that are being torn apart because the parents are using marijuana to treat brain seizures, epilepsy, and other issues. It's the only treatment that appears to work for many, many parents. We've been told this over and over again. It's very cheap compared to pharmaceutical drugs, except that you can go to jail. You can have your parent or your kids ripped away from the parents. That is the consequence of using it. Gary, did you want to say anything about that more?
Actually, I did. I, you know, the whole thing, though, with what I went through in school, you know, I got teased. I got made fun of, especially due to the fact I had dyslexia. A lot of people that knew that I was on Ritalin made fun of me that I was on Ritalin. This was in my freshman year of high school up to my second year in high school. I ended up going to another school. They tested. They found out I had dyslexia. City public schools never knew about it. I go to a county school, and I get transferred out there to academic school. Carpentry was the trade I took. I chose not to stick with that. I, like I said, I'm a truck driver. My grades, actually, once I got away from taking Ritalin, my grades increased for some reason. A lot of people, you know, when I get older, I realize what that is. Well, yeah. My grade point average actually went up. I stopped being depressed, stopped having all these problems I was having in school from being made fun of when I started smoking pot. Plain, simple fact. Mm-hmm. I got teased, got made fun of. Next thing you know, I got a group of friends. The new school I ended up going to, I get a group of friends. Yeah, of course, just like any school, I got bullied when I first went to that school. Got made fun of. I go to this trade school, get a new group of friends, start smoking pot, get this group of friends. They all smoke pot. Most of them smoke pot. The girls I dated, it didn't matter that I smoked pot, but you best believe if I was on some kind of antidepressant talking all kinds of crazy talk, I wouldn't have got with half the girls I dated. Trust me, they was way out of my league. I was dating girls in high school and dating girls in the college up the road, going to high school. I was fitter. My brain was smarter because I got off of Ritalin.
Yeah.
Because I started smoking pot.
Well, we see that so many times the big pharmaceutical drugs, and you can even hear it on the commercials that they put on Fox News or CNN or whatever, they start talking about what it's supposed to address, and in many cases, it exacerbates the conditions that you're taking it for. So if you're taking an SSRI because you got depression, well, maybe it makes your depression worse. Maybe it makes you suicidal. Maybe it makes you into a suicidal mass murderer or whatever. I mean, we see this happening all the time. And yet, when you look at this natural substance and we have receptors in our body for cannabidiol and other things that are part of this, is a natural product. And we're locking people up for this because it competes with the pharmaceutical products, because it competes. Look at hemp, for example, Gary. We have hemp that could be used as a substitute for cotton, and that's one of the reasons they won't let you have hemp. There's nothing psychoactive about hemp at all.
And that's exactly the problem. It's the monopoly telling us what we can and cannot do. They pay the lobbyists. The lobbyists go to the politicians. They tell them, hey, if you do this, you come over here to this golf course right across the road.
It's purely political. Absolutely. You're exactly right. All right. Stay with us when we come back. Thank you, Gary. We're going to talk to Nelson in Georgia, Josh in Oregon, Matthew in California. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs.
With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to a Georgia teacher who wants to come on and talk about what's happening in the schools there. She will remain anonymous. In this segment, I want to go to some of our callers who have been holding on the line. Let's go to Nelson in Georgia. Thank you for calling, Nelson.
Hello, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for holding.
I'm a scientist, and I study all the problems that humanity faces. And we live in a matrix, my friend. They control our food, our water, our energy, our education, and it's all a joke. Free energy is out there; has always been out there. There's a doctor named Dr. John Canvius, and he pointed a microwave beam at a beaker of water and set it on fire. Right there, that solves all of our energy problems. Our education is just turning our kids into these dumbed-down individuals or fighting amongst each other. All of our food that's available in our grocery stores is poison. Our water is poison. And water is the key to everything. Everything on the planet is made of water.
I agree.
And
You look at the way they're doing a soft kill. You look at the decrease in the number of children that are being born, right? At first they would say, well, this is a sociological thing. It's like, well, who's telling the kids that you don't want to get married? Who's telling the kids that women should hate men and so forth and so on? That you should have a career and you don't want kids because they're going to be too expensive and so forth. But it's not just the sociological stuff. As you pointed out, we can actually see a plummeting in sperm count. It's been called spermageddon. So it's actually something physiological that is being done in the food and water supply as well. So yeah, there's full spectrum when you look at these different aspects.
It absolutely is. I run the Help Make America Great Again project, and the goal of this project is to build state-of-the-art indoor farms on a mass scale to regain control of our health. Soils have been poisoned by the pesticides that have been sprayed on them for 50 years. The heavy metal
so you're doing like hydroponics and aquaponics and things like that?
Exactly right. And we're going to control the whole environment inside, the O2, the CO2, the frequency. You know, Nikola Tesla said the key to the universe is frequency, vibration, and energy. You know, Dr. Pike back in the 40s cured all cancer patients with frequency because everything operates on a frequency. Every cell has a different frequency. It's just amazing that this stuff, I live in this world. It's totally scary to me because everyone's caught up in the TV and the food. They have no problem going to these stores and buying this.
It's going to get a lot worse once they start putting 5G antennas everywhere, all over the place. You know, look at the story that I had about the embassies in China and Cuba. And you got these researchers saying, well, maybe it is kind of a heterodyne situation that's happening here. We're getting a different signal that's manipulating people. But we look at this, and whether this is something that is being deliberately done or whether it is the unintended consequences of this soup of frequencies that these people are suffering from, I find it to be very alarming, whether it is malicious or just plain ignorance as to the effects of these things. And that's what you're looking at when you're going. What is the name of your organization again?
The Help Make America Great Again Project. I'm on Facebook. I've talked to Owen and Rob Dew a bunch of times, and I am the singing scientist, and I want to work for you guys. We need to go up against the late-night talk shows with the truth. You know, we're winning in the truth war, and we just got to get control of Google and Facebook, and I hope Mr. Trump will go after these people because it's really destroying our society.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that his campaign manager who really, you know, that he's picked for the reelection campaign. He was the guy who was running his social media. It's like, why don't they see how important it is that Facebook and Google and Twitter are censoring and shadow banning people? Why aren't they concerned about the fact that now Facebook is going to become a producer, and of course they're going to be funding CNN and Fox News and Jorge Ramos and all these different sources of mainstream globalist news? Why aren't they concerned about that?
I know. It's very sad. I get censored all the time. I've been censored for 5 years, and I started the Facebook censorship class action lawsuit pig, and I've got like 1,100 members in a month and a half. And they're censoring me constantly. It's funny how Facebook keeps changing their thing. It's crazy. It's just...
Oh, yeah. It's full spectrum, and we know where that's coming from. They established these... they helped to establish these organizations, and they are the oligarchs that they are now going to have become the two or three different groups that are going to control our speech, just like we had... three networks that controlled all the news media when I was growing up. Thank you, Nelson. I want to get to a couple of these other callers who are on hold before we go to our guest coming up in the next segment. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. Thanks for holding, Josh.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, David. So first I want to say real quick that apparently Trey Gowdy didn't even show up to the hearing with Bill Priestap. I find that pretty interesting things as he... Yeah,
well, did you hear what I said about Trey Gowdy last week? I said I had suspected that this guy was a shill, that he was controlled opposition because of the way that he ran the Benghazi hearings. I never said that publicly before because I always thought, well, you know, there's a lot of ways that people can be blocked. Maybe he had good intentions, but it certainly seemed like he could have done more. He could have pulled the trigger. He used that to make himself a media star. And as early as January this year, he was essentially on our side in terms of looking at this collusion between the FBI, the CIA, foreign intelligence services to oppose President Trump. And as I pointed out, the London Langley axis is really what we should be concerned about. But all of a sudden, he's done a about face, and this all happened as soon as he announced his retirement and said, "Yeah, I would kind of like to go back in the legal profession, maybe a judgeship or something like that." Or, you know, maybe he's thinking he can get a talking gig on CNN or whatever. But Trey Gowdy has revealed who he has always been, I believe. And if we look at what he is doing and saying right now, and we go back and we look at Benghazi, you can see why nothing ever happened with Benghazi. But go ahead, your take on Trey Gowdy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it seems more and more, unfortunately, that he's playing the role of, you know, controlled opposition, trying to curry favor for the deep state. It's truly sickening, really. But I want to talk about Joseph Misfood, who is this mysterious figure who really kind of started, in a lot of ways, the Russian inquiry. I mean, we're supposed to be led to believe this anyways. This is supposedly the guy who met with George Papadopoulos and gave him information about Hillary Clinton. And Papadopoulos then supposedly, went and met in a London bar. Interesting that it's in London, with a Australian diplomat who's, of course, got connections to Hillary Clinton and supposedly was talking about, these emails, even though it's now apparently they weren't even talking about emails. It was just information, whatever the heck that means.
But yeah. And now we get the text that came out today saying, you know, Peter Strzok and everything. We've got the lures for outside the continental United States in place. The Okonis lures are in place. We know that this is parallel construction. Right. This is exactly what they've done. They got Stefan Halper. They got the Australian. They got Myfood. No, they got all these guys out there. It's like, oh, you know what? We suspect some. Yeah, we did too. So let's get a FISA warrant.
Oh, it's absurd. Yeah. And now we're finding out that Misfood himself has some pretty shady ties to none other than George Soros. I mean, this guy is like the whack-a-mole of evil. He just pops up everywhere. A UK political analyst, Chris Blackburn, revealed that Misfood has a relationship with the Italian senator Gianni Pittella, if I'm saying that right. Gianni Pittella actually endorsed Hillary Clinton in a Time interview, and this is a guy who was one of six members on the EU Conference of Presidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look at all these people that they use, and then you look at who they focus on, this guy, George Papadopoulos, who was an intern at an organization before he volunteered for the Trump campaign. When his name surfaced, everybody's going, who? Nobody knew who this guy was. This is the guy who had inflated his resume And he was meeting this supposed Russian that he was talking to in London. Was another guy who was inflating his resume. So these are two BSers, and they're used for parallel construction to get all of this FISA warrant and so forth. It actually would be funny if it didn't continue to go on for so long. I mean, we know that there is no collusion, but there will never be any conclusion to the investigation, because the investigation is the way that they hamper the Trump administration, trying to tie them down, keep them busy, keep them from accomplishing things if they can't actually get them out of office. I don't think that's going to happen now. Certainly they're going to continue to try. If they can find anything, and if they get enough Democrats, they will go that way. But it has become pretty apparent as to the direction they're going. All right, sorry to our other callers that we weren't able to get to you. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a teacher from Georgia about the educational system there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter.
We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had a teacher in Georgia contact us and said, I've been teaching for a while, and I just want to come on and talk about what I've seen, kind of as a whistleblower. But what she has seen here, there are so many things that are wrong with our schools. You know, it makes the news, and we're going to talk about school safety, what it looks like in the schools that she's taught. But there's so many different aspects of school, the entire system, that are just wrong. Things that have changed in a short period of time. So we wanted to get her take on it as somebody who has been there and is currently a teacher. They just finished their school year at the beginning of June, I believe. So let's go to our anonymous teacher in Georgia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start, first of all, why did you go into teaching? How did you get into it? How long you been doing it? That type of thing.
Yeah, I started teaching because I really enjoy education. I enjoy the process of sharing my knowledge with the next generation, which is not always what happens in the classroom today. I've been teaching in public school systems for 3 years. And when I started, I was very much a cultural liberal. The tattoos, the, you know, funny colored hair. I was pretty passive on politics, and being in the classroom was what really woke me up to what was happening in our country politically. So I've made a huge shift just.
So being in the classroom and waking you up politically, what woke you up? Did you see that this is being used as a kind of indoctrination, more as an education? Is that what changed you politically?
Absolutely. The curriculum is very political. It only represents one side of the political spectrum. And the way that the kids parrot some of this rhetoric is Orwellian. There's no other word for it. Critical thinking is completely absent from the classroom.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things, one of my favorite quotes is that education is not the filling of a bucket, but the lighting of a fire. We don't teach kids what to think. We teach them how to think. But that's not the way that the educational system is doing it, isn't it? That they're taking it as, oh, we're going to fill this bucket and we're going to tell them what to think. Instead of how to use their ability. It used to be that classical education was giving the people the tools to learn, to, as you pointed out, critical thinking, teaching them to question things, giving them different alternatives to different points of view, and have them play these things back and forth. Now there is a party line, and that party line is being dumped into them like liquid into a bucket, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about some specifics about the curriculum and how they are manipulating people in a very indoctrinating way, in your opinion.
Well, it's very interesting. They are grouping students into three different categories. You have your high flyers. Those are your AP and IB students, and I'll talk about IB in a second. Then you have your average students, maybe your low B, high C students, and they are being pushed towards a career pathway. And then you have your low performing students who are being pushed towards computers to essentially earn a false degree through click through programs where they are able to take classes over and over again until they finally pass them, not really retaining any information. For the high flying students, the AP and IB program, IB stands for International Baccalaureate, for people who don't know, and it is extremely liberal. All of these exams are very, very liberal. Some of the topics from this year's IB exam were the gender wage gap, gay marriage, wearing a hijab in school, America being a bad guy. They're very soft on communism. And those are topics that high school students are supposed to be well versed in at 17.
Wow. Wow. So pretty upfront about a left-wing agenda. Absolutely no question about it. I guess that's one of the reasons why we see kids so much in terms of the snowflake outrage that you see from people and the fact that they don't want to listen to anything. I mean, they don't, they're incapable of having an argument with you about what they believe. Instead, anybody that disagrees with them, they're instantly labeled as racist or sexist or homophobe or whatever, you know, xenophobe. They just categorize everybody in those labels, but that's where that begins. You know, I find it interesting when you talk about these different, three different levels. I mean, it really does sound like Brave New World, where you've got the alphas,
right,
the betas, the epsilons or whatever. It's just that they haven't reached the stage right now where they are actually hatching and manipulating them physically to make them that way. They're just doing it mentally and through the school system.
Yes, absolutely. And there's, you know, also like Brave New World, there's a huge push for these career-driven positions for your average students. As manual labor is the goal, to the point of watering down the curriculum for students who are being pushed towards a welding, agriculture, or plumbing pathway. So now instead of literature, they're teaching writing for business and math for business instead of classic American literature.
Do you have any idea in terms of your school or in terms of school district, what kind of results they're getting? Because I reported last week that the school districts like New York City, Boston, Washington, D.C., where they're spending the most per capita, and in those areas are spending plus or minus, you know, $20,000, plus or minus $1,000 or $2,000 per capita per year on the students, and yet they're getting like 90% illiterate rates, 90% innumeracy rates in those areas. Well, do you have any idea what the collective performance for this district is? I guess it's skewed if they can take this click-through curriculum. If they don't get the answers right, they just keep taking the test over and over and over again until they get, you know, everybody, is above average at that point, I guess, right?
Yes, they are able to take the test as many times as they need to until they pass, and, failure is no longer.
Failure is not an option.
No, I have high school seniors this year who had two credits to their name, and they were sitting in senior classes. So there is no more failure in schools. I do have some data because all teachers are required to study data. We have about 1,000 students at the school, and 50% require remediation for both reading and math.
Wow. Wow. Now, the kind of the social, as you pointed out, when you came in, you were a cultural liberal, very left-wing, but it kind of gave you an insight as to how you got to that point of view when you looked at it as a teacher and you realized that this thing had probably gone quite a bit further into the propaganda mode than even when you were there as a student, right? Because everything is metamorphosizing very quickly. The rate of change and the rate of change in our institutions is very rapid, just as it is in the change in our technology, right?
Yes, and technology is a huge problem with schools. I think whenever I see a school that has moved to a technology initiative, that's when parents should start running. One of the biggest changes from when I was in school, I've not been out of the public school system for too long, but they've completely gotten rid of the textbook.
Really?
All information comes to students via the internet. And Google has a contract with almost every education system in the country, to the point where students are only receiving their information via Google Chromebooks.
Wow. Wow. That is very troubling. That is very troubling, especially when everything is electronic. They can instantly change all the information everywhere. This is, as I said before, you know, we have these two systems. Everybody says, are we living kind of under a Brave New World system? Yeah, we are. Are we living under Orwell's 1984? Yeah. It kind of depends on where you are. You know, they're going to give you the Brave New World system, and they're going to have a very permissive, open sexuality, gender confusion system, and then separate you into these three different levels. If you fight back against that somehow, then you will get the Orwellian experience. And maybe all the books can just be flushed down the memory hole. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with Prebiotic Fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even supports your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had a teacher in Georgia that we're talking to. As you heard her say, she was a cultural liberal as she became a teacher. And looking at the way the students were being deliberately manipulated, propagandized with an extremely liberal, one-sided curriculum, that turned her around. And so she contacted us and said, I'd like to come on and talk about this. And I think it's very interesting to get a perspective here. You have to understand, just like our technology, as I said, the institutions are changing very rapidly. This is not the school that you went to, no matter how long you've been out, parents. I guarantee you, if you've been out long enough to have kids who are in school, you would not recognize the institution that it is today. And we're not talking just about things like Common Core. Everybody understands these labels And there's been a lot of pushback against some of these specific programs. But that is a very old title, and they're constantly morphing these programs, constantly renaming them. One of the things that our teacher here said just before we went to break that I think is very significant is the substitution of Google for textbooks. Now, you know, over in the past, we've had a big fight over the influence of what our children are going to be taught, and that usually would take place in the textbook communities, or committees, I should say, in California or in Texas, because they would buy so many textbooks. And so there was always a fight for control. California was going to be liberal, but there was always a big fight in Texas, because if they could get conservative people in the textbook, the state textbook committees, then that would have an impact nationwide. Because if they're going to buy it, then they've got a profit. If they don't, then they're not. And so that would be something of a check that we could have on what was taught our children by the textbook committees in Texas, for example. But now those are gone. Now we've got Google. Tell us a little bit about that program again, and some of the names maybe that parents could be looking out for, some specific names or just some generalized types of programs that they're coming at that would be a red flag to parents that their school district is going down this road.
Right, absolutely. That's a great question. The Google Education Suite is pretty all-encompassing to the point where there was one day where I attempted to open a different search browser and it blocked my access to a search that was not Google. The students are funneled through Google Chromebooks to use Google, Google Docs. That's how they do the majority of their assignments is via Google. We have an entire education program called Google Classroom where we are able to communicate and post assignments to students and communicate with teachers. As soon as parents start hearing that Striving Readers is the name of the program, that for some reason they associate giving schools hundreds and hundreds of Chromebooks with an improvement in reading because they say that students can access reading materials via these Chromebooks, but of course we know they're accessing YouTube. And as soon as you hear the name Striving Readers and Chromebooks, that's when you know that the school is going textbook free. That's one that really parents need to be on the lookout for.
You know, we've gotten to the point where, and I homeschool my kids, so I'd look at the textbooks that we're going to let them use, obviously. And it's very easy if you've got a book there. As a parent, you can take a look at the table of contents. You can look at the index. You can spot check it throughout the book. It's easy to kind of get an idea of what they're teaching. A lot of parents won't bother to take a look at the textbooks. But if you've got a system where it's a Google Chromebook or a Google Classroom and so forth, you don't really have any way to review this very easily. Even if you've got access at home as a parent to take a look at this, it's still not going to be as easy to go through this thing and get a overview as to where they're going, what worldview is being taught to the kids, what subjects are being taught, how are those subjects being taught. It's not going to be very easy for the parent to do that, even if they have access to these, is it?
Right. The teachers are under no obligation to go into detail with parents about what topics they plan on covering for that year. There's a party line of, oh, I'm covering the standards. And within those standards, there's a lot of freedom to talk about whatever they want as long as they are, quote unquote, justifying it with standards. And unless parents are able to see the future, they have no way of what is going to be posted next in Google Classroom. And often teachers will post things with the knowledge that parents are looking on and omit some of the more inflammatory lecture material from Google Classroom.
Now, when we talk about standards, I mean, that's things like scope and sequence. In other words, what's going to be covered, what sequence is going to be in, so forth like that. Who's setting that? Is that something that's being set by the district, by the state, by the federal government? Who is setting the standards? Or is it Google?
Not yet, but we have the Georgia standards that we follow that are based on national standards. They are based on Common Core, and they are in alignment. The Georgia standards are extremely vague. Instead of saying 10th graders will read a classical work by Shakespeare, they'll say something like 10th graders will be able to differentiate the personality traits between two characters. And that opens up. I know of teachers who have taught comic books with transgender characters to meet that standard.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So it is so dumbed down. And this is the thing. When we're talking about this, you know, we're talking about illiteracy rates and so forth. You know, they always want to focus on things. Well, maybe the kids aren't paying attention, so let's give them Ritalin and things like that. But it's really the curriculum. When we see the curriculum that is being dumbed down like this, you know that the dumbing down of our students, when 90% of them can't read, even though they're spending over $20,000 per pupil in New York and New York City and in Boston and so forth, you know that that dumbing down is being done deliberately because it's part of the curriculum, as you pointed out. Instead of reading a particular work by Shakespeare and being able to discuss it in depth, they are just saying, well, you got to be able to distinguish between two characters. So that dumbing down is inherent in the curriculum, inherent in the Common Core.
Yes, absolutely. It's extremely intentional. I know of two gentlemen who were set to graduate high school with a regular high school diploma because they'd been able to skate through the program. And 2 weeks before graduation, we discovered that their IQ was about 75, that they would never be able to function independently in society. They weren't driving because they took the bus to school, and they had just been able to kind of fly below the radar. And it wasn't until the last final minute that we found out they weren't actually retaining any of this information.
You know, one of the things that really concerns me is I will see commercials on cable television. I will see about how wonderful it is that we've now got computers in all the classroom. That is a sign that we are doing the best we can for our students, and they're the best equipped students anywhere because we've got all these computers. And exactly the opposite is true. When you're talking about the fact that Google will block other browsers for you, I mean, we've had so many reports about how Google rigs searches within their search engine, how different it is from other search engines, and just what surfaced in the last week, the fact that you had Google labeling the entire GOP party in California as Nazi, another candidate in North Carolina they labeled as a bigot and so forth. And then they say, oh, well, that's Wikipedia. That's not us. But we understand what is going on with this. And it's very concerning when you have one giant corporation that is controlling all of our kids' information in a much more rigorous way than it is when we go there as a search engine.
Yeah, absolutely. I really wish that Google and technology were limited in schools. They're really pushing for students to discover their own information instead of for teachers or textbooks to provide that information. I can really see the role of the teacher being minimized in the next 5 years and becoming more of like a computer monitor than really a professional.
Yeah, they don't need you if they can just sit there and run through these tests over and over again until finally they get the right sequence of buttons, whether they understand anything or not, and then they move on to the next level and they wind up graduating not knowing anything at all. As you point out, a couple of individuals who had been able to get through everything, you know, just as the Lake Wobegon curriculum, I guess that's what we could call it. All the kids are above average, and there's absolutely no problems. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the flip side of this, which is also the discipline and school safety issues. She's got some amazing things to tell us about that as well. We'll be right back with our anonymous teacher from Georgia. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and it had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking more to our teacher from Georgia. She's joining us anonymously. She was someone, as she pointed out, a strong cultural liberal until she saw how the kids were being manipulated and propagandized in the schools. That flipped her around. She called us and wanted to talk about her experience. In this segment, we're going to talk about school discipline as well as school safety. Everybody's talking about school shootings. We've been talking about how they deliberately dumb the kids down in class. Now we're going to get on to the safety issue. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a last chance summer sale. We have free shipping store-wide, and we have 50% off many of our most popular products. We have Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, all of those, 50% off. We also have just gotten in a new shipment of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That is also 50% off. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off, big savings on that. All of the Super Blue dental care products, two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray, all of those have nano silver to fight viruses and bacteria. Everything there that I've just mentioned, 50% off plus free shipping, and there are many other products that you'll find discounted 40, 50% off, as well as free shipping store-wide. So take your last chance here to stock up for the summer. Big discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk a little bit about discipline, problem students, as well as problem teachers. Because, you know, we just had a teacher, talked about this last week, a sadistic psychopath who fed a puppy to a snapping turtle in front of the astonished junior high school class. I mean, how do we, what do we do when we have a teacher like that? Well, in that extreme case, this teacher is facing charges. But I know that when my wife taught school, there was a lot of abuse of children, some of it psychological, mental bullying that was being done, very vicious to some of the kids, bullying, making them stand in a trash can and in front of the class and saying, I'm a piece of trash and so forth. Nothing could be done because of tenure rules. Let's start with problem teachers, because everybody likes to start with problem students. How is tenure there? Does it protect pretty much anything that anybody does short of feeding a puppy to a turtle?
Well, luckily we haven't had that happen yet. When it comes to protecting teachers, it's extremely political. It really depends on the teacher and their relationship with the administration. If a teacher is well-loved, or if they are friends with or quote-unquote in with the school board, then they are pretty much untouchable regardless of tenure. The school board will come to their defense every time. On the flip side, we also have these ridiculous witch hunts where, while you can't fire a teacher, it is possible to make their life miserable over fabricated problems. Mm-hmm.
If they don't like you, they'll come after you with the other side of the political system, right?
Exactly, yes. I have seen some teachers behave extremely inappropriately. I watched my school principal at a former school I taught at physically shove a student on camera and then receive an award later that year. It just really depends on who you know. It's very corrupt from the top down. And if it's a teacher that has friends on the inside, then they can expect awards. If they're someone that has rubbed someone the wrong way, then they'll start the proceedings and fabricate evidence and have them out the door in a month or two.
Let's talk about student discipline. Because I went to school so long ago that the way that we would start the school year is the dean of boys would bring us all together and show us his paddle. that long ago was banished. And I don't know, as a parent, certainly I don't want to turn my kids over to strangers, so I wouldn't be comfortable with a stranger physically disciplining my child just because I don't want a stranger talking to them and disciplining their mind and telling them what to think. So that's one of the reasons that we homeschooled. But what is passing for discipline? I mean, when you got a real problem child, as we've seen in many of these school shootings, these were individuals that were singled out by the system. People knew that they were problem students, but nothing was ever done to them. What did you see there in Georgia?
Well, we participate in a program that is nationwide called PBIS, which is Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. I've already researched, and Stoneman Douglas is a PBIS school. This is in a lot of schools in the nation, and it should be the scariest thing a parent hears when they're researching their child's school. PBIS is a rewards-based system, and it individualizes consequences based on culture, race, and background. For example, if I were to come from a family that has a lot of personal issues inside the family, but I punch another student in the face, they could take into account my race, my family history, and apply consequences based on where I come from.
So you get a free pass, in other words, right?
Yes. I've actually sat in meetings where they described poverty as a trauma and explained that these children are not able to control themselves because while they were in utero, their amygdala was too stressed and now they have damage and we can't apply consequences to them because essentially they're brain damaged.
Wow. Wow. So it doesn't matter that, and that's how we get so many of these students who get violent or shoot up the school, because we give them a free pass because, hey, they're coming from a poor background or a disadvantaged background, so we're not going to discipline them when they get psychopathic on people.
Exactly. And not only that, but they will round out the numbers. So what they're trying to do is manipulate the numbers to make it seem like fewer write-ups happen. So they will not write up minority students intentionally. And these kids know this. They're not dumb. They know that they can get away with anything. And then the power structure changes in the classroom when they know that they can get away with pretty much anything. On the other hand, I have a lot of white students who are written up at the drop of a hat because they want to make those numbers more balanced.
Maybe that's where we see the write-ups or the arrest of somebody because they took a bite out of their sandwich and made it look like a gun and went pow, pow, pow. Well, it's like, hey, you're a white kid, so you're out of here, you know, in no time at all. Whereas we see this kid at the Stoneman Douglas School, written up many times. Everybody thought he was going to do something big, and he's even bragging about it. But they keep giving him a pass because they have this don't go this pipeline to prison program. And, of course, that was coming out of Washington. That was these things are adopted at the state level or at the local level, but these agendas are flowing out of the federal government, just like we see Common Core starting there and then being adopted in the various places, right?
Yes, absolutely. I was assaulted by a student this year who was written up no fewer than 12 times. And
wow.
Kept returning to class, and then got into a physical altercation over a cell phone.
Wow. So if they're targeted as coming from a disadvantaged group, whether that is economically or racially or whatever, they continue to give them a free pass. They don't take them out of the system. They don't put them even in a reform school if they get extremely violent with somebody. They just keep, offering them that do-over again, right?
Yes. That student will be returning to regular school in December. They are currently placed in an alternative school, which releases every day at noon. So not much of a punishment there. It's more like a half day.
All right, so they enable this, and then when this person becomes a certified monster, what happens with school safety? Do you have armed teachers there? What is the approach? Do they have any armed security guards there?
We have one armed school resource officer for 1,000 students. It's very inconsistent. When I was assaulted by the student, I immediately said, I want to press charges. In no uncertain terms, and the school resource officer responded, I don't do that. I don't do
really?
That.
Really?
I called the local sheriff, and then suddenly the story changed, and he said he didn't hear me say that.
Do these guys report to the sheriff? Are they in the chain of command where you call the sheriff, or does the school resource officer report to him?
He does. He is supposed to handle things in-house first. The sheriff was actually surprised and a bit perturbed that I was calling him because he said, this is not my problem. You need to talk to the school resource officer. That's who you talk to first. So it had to go through him.
What was the sense of people as you hear this enter the public debate as to whether or not there should be armed teachers or armed administrators? So you have more than one person per 1,000 students. And you have people that are not marked out with a uniform, so they could even be easily, that one person could be taken out. What is the general sense of the teachers there? Are they against that because they are politically liberal?
It's about 50-50. I would say about half the teachers there would like to be armed, while the other half are very liberal. They told us in an official meeting to go ahead and invest in a bucket of golf balls to throw at any intruders.
That's amazing. Well, yeah, we heard that, you know, a bucket of rocks, one principal said. So yours said a bucket of golf balls. I guess maybe the golf balls aren't as dangerous, or maybe you could use them for other things after school. I don't know. It would almost be funny if it wasn't so bad. Thank you so much for calling us. This is a lot of food for thought for parents. You heard some names there of things, the Google program, the PBIS.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
I'm not David Knight. I know we look a lot alike, you know. I'm only kidding. It's Gerald Celente, of course. And it's an honor and a privilege to be hosting Real News. And I love being on InfoWars at a time when all you, it's not even fake news you're getting junk news. Hey, wonder what Stormy Daniels is doing today. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Anyway, we're going to do some trends today, and that's my business, trend forecasting. And I've been at this since 1980, and it's a wild time now, boy. And girls, I got to be, I don't want Me Too to get after me, you know, boys and girls. Oh, men and women, got to be proper. But if there are boys and girls out there, that's okay, too. I got to tell you, in this Me Too world, it's tough being an Italian, a Napolitano, Marone. Anyway. It's a pleasure again and a privilege to be here. And I want to start off with the North Korea. We do Trends in the News broadcasts as part of your subscription to the Trends Journal. And yesterday I said it's a done deal. This deal's been done a long time ago. This is just showtime right now. And it's going to keep moving, we believe, in a very positive direction with North Korea. North Korea's desire is to the desire of just about all the business people is business. And they're shut out of business. You know, they only have a gross domestic product that's almost half the size, smaller than West Virginia's. That's right. They need the dough. They're going to do what they've been told. And while Trump, of course, is playing a major role in this, he's not alone in it. The South Korean Prime Minister Moon, he has been very pro-peace throughout his career, trying to bring the two countries into agreement. He's, of course, responsible. And China. You know, they're right on the border. And China doesn't want a nuclear zone near them, and they don't want a country shooting off nuclear weapons underneath the soil or in the air or anywhere. So they want it denuclearized as well. And again, the business of China is business. And by the way, I get a kick out of, you know, when I was a young guy growing up, how we were taught to hate them commies, boy, those commies are terrible peoples. And Vietnam War, hey, Korean War, those commies, Cold War, had us hiding under desks, those commies are going to kill us. But then you listen to the words of Xi, the head of the Communist Party in China, and, of course, the president of China. And he brags about communism. So now let me get this straight. We had all these wars. Millions of people died. Our soldiers more dead and ruined for life, many of them. And now it's okay to do business with the communists. Yeah, of course it is. Not that I'm saying we shouldn't. I'm saying what a bunch of sick SOBs call politicians that get us into war, kill millions, spend trillions doing it, and then when it comes to doing business, say it's okay. So, of course, how about, let's go back and say, should we be doing business the way we are? And that's going to be one of the other trends that we're talking about. Because we just heard yesterday from the International Mafia, International Monetary Fund, that the concern now about what Trump is doing and what these tariffs are going to do and how trade wars are going to destroy the global economy. Well, we don't have that kind of a picture like that. We have a different story. Be back in a second. For two.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News, and it's a real pleasure being here. This is Gerald Celente sitting in for David Knight, and to give you real news that not only informs you of what's going on in the world, but how you can position yourself for the positive changes. And to help you position yourself to the positive changes, people ask me, what can I do? And I say, very simple. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I don't mean religiously, any religion you believe in, knock yourself out. I'm talking about a spirituality among yourself, and physically, of course. And one of the ways to stay in shape physically as well, of course, you know, exercising and staying healthy and eating healthy is Last Chance Summer Sale. The Real Red Pill Plus Survival Shield X2. That's right. They're finishing out their incredible sales over here at InfoWars to help you start the summer. Products like Super Male Vitality. I love it. Keeps me able to boogie before the lights go out. This is one of my favorite products. And by the way, when I speak about this, I don't talk about it, you know, just I'm pitching a product here. Anybody knows me, you can't pay me to say anything that I don't believe in. And by the way, I do also have an honorary doctorate of law from the National University of Health Sciences for the work that I've done in complementary and integrative medicine. And, you know, for a cat my age, old as Trump, and I stay in pretty good shape and pretty active. And Super Male Vitality is something that I believe in, as well as the other products. And again, these are limited time specials, and they include Icarin, 40% off, DNA Force Plus, 50% off Super Blue products. 50% off X2 BioTrue Selenium combo. No, no, not Selenium. Selenium combo. 50% off. And, of course, the real red pill, 50% off. So do what you can to support InfoWars and do what you can to stay healthy. And these products help you along those lines. So going back and finishing up where I left off on North Korea, this is the beginning of positive change. And those of you who've been following me for a long time, I said there's not going to be a war with North Korea. Because the reality is that one of the reasons why they wanted the nuclear weapons, they saw what Obama and Bush did to Gaddafi and Hussein. Yeah, that's right. Gaddafi gave up all his potential to create nuclear weapons and kiss him goodbye. And that's Saddam Hussein, I tell you. He has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Of course he didn't. But didn't have them nuclear weapons. Kiss them goodbye. This is a negotiation point. That's all this is. We see positive changes happening in North Korea. And, of course, Trump is quite responsible for that. Now, moving on. I was talking about the International Mafia Federation, the IMF. And we just got a report out, just fresh off the wire, from the head of it over there, Christine Lagarde. International Monetary Fund warned that the U.S. protectionist trade policies cloud over the global economy and it's getting darker. You know what that is? It's BS. It's not going to be our forecast. And I've been forecasting a long time. You don't always get it right. But we've got it right. We'll put our track record up against anybody's more than we get it wrong by a long shot. There's not going to be any trade wars. None at all. It's business. We got a $375 billion trade deficit with China. What is it, about $71 billion with Mexico? Can you imagine? They're going to make deals. And of course, Trump, it's let's make a deal. That's the cat who he is. And again, as you well know, I don't support anybody. I don't believe in a political party. By their deeds, you shall know them. And so on some issues with Trump, I'm on a totally different page. The Iranian issue being one of them. When it comes to trade, peace with North Korea, totally on the same page. So going back to the trade war, there won't be any. And what's their alternative? We're going to stop doing trade with you? I believe, as a true American and a patriot who puts my money where my heart is, you know, I launched Occupy Peace, bring home all the troops, secure the homeland with them, put them to work to rebuild our rotted infrastructure. We spent more money rebuilding Afghanistan in the longest war in American history than we spent on the Marshall Plan after World War II when accounting for inflation. The next article of Occupy Peace, you got little Lindsey Graham shooting his mouth off about going to war against North Korea. Could you imagine this little boy in a fight? Only Congress should vote to go to war, as per the Constitution, which they have not done since World War II. I don't want El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos making the decision. But most importantly, a referendum on each war that we get into, we the people vote because we pay for the war with our money and our lives. So going back to speaking about peace and prosperity, tariffs and war, I believe in a self-sustaining economy. Between shoes and clothing, 97% on, when you put the two together,
97% of what we buy is made in a foreign country. Nike, Levi, you name it. They're getting it made over there with slave labor so they could bring the products back over here, mark it up, and make more money. And I got these little clowns shooting their mouths off how good that is for us. How about when they used to have companies in America that made shoes, textile mills that made clothing? How about those days when people could earn a middle class livelihood working in those factories? As I wrote about in my book, that's my aunt Zizzy behind me. Zizzy's a Neapolitan dialect fan. Auntie, how she worked in a garment factory doing packaging. They lived a middle class life, and it's gone. The multinationals have sold us out. The numbers are there that anybody could add up. But hey, why add them up? We'll only be looking at the truth. We are on the verge of something very big. Made in America. That to me is the future. We have 325 million people. One of the richest countries in the world in natural and human resources. Made in America. When I want something from overseas, give me some fine French wine and nice Italian prosciutto. But I want my product made in USA. Be right back. Stay tuned for Real News.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you, more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I love music. Woo. As I say, you got to boogie before the lights go out, because tomorrow is iffy. And they have great music. I love what they play on InfoWars. So going back onto the economy and onto Trump, you know, at the G7 meeting, you know, and he said, where's Russia? He's 100% right. Obama, as I call him, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, he got Russia out of there. Yeah, the man of peace, right? Bring Russia back in. Bring them back in. You know, what's this hatred that they keep building in America against other countries? Again, not one shred of evidence that Russia hacked into the elections. And even if they did, what did it show? That Hillary Clinton was owned by Wall Street? So that was another good move. And again, it's very important to look at what's going on with the Eurozone, with the IMF, with the G7. And one of the issues, by the way, as you know, they had the election in Italy back in March, and they just formed the party recently, the coalition party, Five Star Movement and the League, Cinque Stelle and Lega. And the finance minister they were going to choose, his name was Paolo Savona. And Paolo Savona, that's when they almost disbanded, because the flunky, that's the president, wouldn't give them what they wanted. You read his comments. He said, Europe is no more than a colony of Germany. And the European nations are cowards for not fighting against this Eurozone, the Eurozone of the countries that belong with the Euro. Because if Germany had the Deutschmark, phew, their currency would be way, 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 way up there. And they wouldn't be one of the largest world's exporter of product. So they like the Euro because it's way down there. And they could sell more. Meanwhile, all these countries have lost their individuality. And now you hear from the, quote, experts how damaging it would be if the euro broke up and Italy pulled out. Well, the new finance minister said 2 days ago they weren't going to pull out. But could you imagine the Italians if they pulled out of the eurozone and went back to their own currency? My God, that would destroy everything. Oh, yeah? Now, let me get this straight. Wasn't there a thing called the Roman Empire? How many centuries or millennia have they been using their own
coins and currencies. And now, all of a sudden, if you break out of the euro, the whole world is going to collapse. And people buy this BS. All this is more control by the multinationals to consolidate power. End of story. Now, speaking of currencies and where the economy is heading, hey, it's great what's going on over there in Brazil, huh? Foom! Currency going way down. Hey, how about over there in Argentina? You only got a 40% interest rate. And Venezuela. Hey, South Africa, everything is beautiful. What about Turkey and the lira? Name the country, one after another, in the emerging markets. Phew! Currencies are crashing as the dollar gets stronger. Now, what happens today is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. The Federal Reserve. Yeah, the Bankster Organization. As you well know, is Federal Express. Banksters. They're going to raise interest rates 25 basis points. That's right. The second time this year. Another prospective rise is in September and maybe one in December. What's going to happen to those emerging markets that borrowed all that dough with cheap dollars and now they have their currencies going down and they have to repay it with more money? Inflation? Huh. Higher interest rates? How could a business borrow money, or an individual, housing, to manufacturing, to distribution, you need the dough. How can they borrow something at a 40% interest rate? I'll tell you how. You can't. So you're going to see an emerging market meltdown that if that heat gets too hot, it's going to bring down the other equity markets as well. And by the way, a new Trump bump? Well, we'll see. There are a lot of indicators on the economy end that, yes, there will be in the markets. But for how long and what could hurt it? And again, we're looking at the real numbers here. The tax cuts that Trump gave, most of that dough is going back into stock buybacks. Matter of fact, the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, just came out yesterday and said that the CEOs, the executives within these firms that are doing all these stock buybacks, you know what they're doing? When they buy back those stocks, and price jumps up right away, they sell their stock to make more dough. And then another report just came out about how much of this profit keeps going out into offshore so they wash the money and don't have to pay taxes. So will there be another Trump bump in the equity markets? How long will it last? There are a lot of fundamental factors here driving it. And the biggest one is going to be interest rates. So as trend forecasters, I would suggest to you, everyone that's interested in this, listen carefully tomorrow. Listen to the words of the Fed chair. Will it be bearish or will it be hawkish? Will they say we raised it enough? Or will they say we're going to raise it more? The economy's strong. Because if interest rates go up too high, equity markets go down. Go back to February. That's what brought them down into correction territory. And if they raise them two more times after tomorrow, we say kiss the markets goodbye.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcuminin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcuminin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, here I am. I had a little operation. I say, let me look a little bit more like Salenti. I was getting rid of that, you know. Anyway, this is Gerald Salenti sitting in for David Knight. And a real honor
and a privilege to be on InfoWars and Real News at a time when it's more than fake news. It's dumbed down news. It's stupid news. It's worthless news, brought to you by CNN, the Cartoon News Network. You know, look at these guys, Don Lemon. Yeah, perfect lemon, man. And how about that Anderson Cooper, huh? And Chrissy Cuomo. Two guys born on third base and thought they had a home run. You think Chrissy Boy would be there if his papa wasn't Mario Cuomo, the former governor of New York? Or Anderson would be there if his mama wasn't Gloria Vanderbilt? Sure. We're the most talented two guys around. Arrogance. And I would also add ignorance. So, here's something for you. Dun, da, da, da. Bum, ba, da, bum. New York's funniest reporter winner, 2018. Me, Gerald Celente, at a wonderful event sponsored by Goldman McCormick Public Relations in New York City at the Comic Strip. That's where Seinfeld and many others performed. And they had an event on Sunday, and it was also a fundraiser for the Humane Society. So it was great. And I did a stand-up routine, called out the clowns, went after me too a little bit, and politicians, and the moronic media, and they said that I won, blew everybody else out. So it was great, and I thank Goldman McCormick for inviting me. And they were, again, there were reporters from AP and Bloomberg and all nice people, you know, had a good time. Packed house, raised some nice money for the Humane Society. And I am now officially New York's funniest reporter. And it's a nice, I gotta tell you, it's a nice relief because when you're doing a stand-up comedy thing, you could use different words that you can't use on these kind of shows to explain really how you feel. So moving on to some trends and just wrapping up what we just talked about in the first half hour of Real News. Real peace on the Korean Peninsula. It's real. And it will grow, and it will, with peace, come more prosperity. Also, all this baloney about the trade wars, tariff wars, it's going to destroy the world economy. No, it won't. The Ponzi scheme is what's destroying the world economy, and that's all the cheap dough that flowed into the markets with negative and zero interest rate policy. And a thing that they never taught you about either in Economics 101, quantitative easing. So, we look at that. Where's the economy going? Because on Thursday, I mentioned what's going on today and Wednesday with the Banksters of America, the Federal Reserve meeting, the ECB is meeting on Thursday. They may raise interest rates in the by the middle of 2019. There's still a negative interest rates. So when we're talking about tariffs and trade wars, let's look at what's really keeping the gambling and the casino going. It's the cheap dough. And negative interest rates in Europe, negative interest rates in Japan, third largest economy in the world. The Chinese will do anything they can to keep the Ponzi scheme going, and they're doing a good job at it. Luxury sales are back up now in China. If things keep going the way they are, the 20th century was the American century. The 21st century will be the Chinese century. We're putting, again, You know the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself, and you're entitled to believe what you want to believe. I believe I want less of my money going into the military. I want more of my money going into building the economy. And that's why I'm saying let's use the military to rebuild our rotted infrastructure, because our country has to go up to speed as a made-in-American nation and buying what we wear, what we eat, what we build, and what we love made in America. Because do you know what the Chinese slogan is? Made in China 2025. Look at some of our top trends over the last 2 years. One of them was follow the yellow Silk Road, the new Silk Road that China's building. China just put a railway system in Pakistan. In Pakistan, that makes any railroad, commuter road in the United States look like the third world junk that it is. Pakistan. And the other one was Silicon Valley, Rust Belt 2.0. China's investing their money in high tech and all tech. You want to put it into airplanes and ships and planes? Knock yourself out. Do it. If you want to win the 21st century as you did the 20th century, in my belief as a trend forecaster, you better change the policy. So going back to what's going on, the trade barriers, yep, they're going to be up. Business as unusual. Whole new direction, more of the same, in a different way where more people profit from it. Because who would do business where only one person makes the dough and you got to give it to them? So going back to where we are on other issues, I was talking about emerging markets, you got a lot of elections coming up. You got one coming up in Mexico very soon. You got one coming up in Turkey. One coming up in Colombia. And Maron, look what's going over there in Nicaragua with those riots going on. So there's a lot of destabilization. Brazil's a mess. And I mentioned Argentina. Oh, and by the way, when this guy Macri, Macron the Gazon from France, this is Macri, the disgrace from Argentina. I remember the BS coming out of the business news. Now they're finally putting in an economic professional, a real businessman that's going to turn the Argentinian economy around. Oh, great job, man. And now they've just become slaves of the IMF with a $50 billion bailout. And I love the words that they give. We're going to have austerity measures, which means we're going to tax you more, rob you of your pensions and benefits, and increase the retirement age until after you die. But that's what's going on. And a lot more. And we're going to be back in a little while.
In the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforest. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforest, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Real News. Having a real great time. I love being on InfoWars in a world where it's very hard to get the facts or the facts straight, but you can get them here on InfoWars. And remember, put your money where your heart is and support InfoWars, buy those products, stay healthy in mind and spirit. And their products will help you do that. And again, one of my favorites is Male Vitality. Phew, keeps me going when I get down a little bit. Anyway, hey, did you hear that one of the things that we said, talking about getting down and getting high, that Jeff Sessions over there, the Attorney General, that Trump has questions about. Remember, he was coming out in the beginning of the administration saying, we got to get rid of that marijuana there because it's the next level is opiate addiction or something stupid like that. And we said, no, no, this is going to continue. The whole marijuana trend and medical marijuana, as I say, if the planet could feed you, could it heal you? And I believe it can. By the way, talking about China before, I think they believe it too. They've only been at it for centuries and millenniums. And I believe you're going to see more and more natural products for natural healing. Oh, by the way, that was the first book I worked on. Natural Healing, Warner Books, 1987. I was a youth. Not quite, but a lot younger than that. So I believe in natural healing, and I believe the products of InfoWars. And I would also suggest that people looking for a career in the future do more and more about that and think about that. Because, you know, as baby boomers are getting older, and a lot of them aren't in good shape, you have in the United States, 70% of the people over 20 years old are either obese or overweight. So now you have a retiring generation that's not in good shape. Boomer business is going to be a big one. Longevity centers. Where do you go to get healthy and stay healthy? More health food, fast food. Or fast food, health food. You know, there's an article that was just in the Wall Street Journal. Big story. And you keep reading this all the time. Frozen food is hot right now. Traditional brands freshened up are finding new popularity among health-conscious shoppers. And I read the thing, you know, one of these big firms talking about healthy fast food. Healthy frozen food. It's almost an oxymoron. Or maybe you got to be a moron to believe it. Because when you're one of these giant firms mass producing this stuff, you think they're using the highest quality of everything? You think that frozen is as good as fresh? Go into any supermarket where most people shop. Now, only a tiny go to Whole Foods or Whole Paycheck or other health food stores. You look at the organic sector, what is it, about $50 billion in a $500 billion sector? It's small, but growing. But don't buy the hype, buy the health. And again, it all ties together. The products that you get from InfoWars can help you do that as well. And also, as an on-trendpreneur looking to grow the future, tie into what's going on with the boomers, because a lot of them are going to become inmates in nursing homes. And if you don't want to be, and you never did tell, anything could hit anybody at any time, particularly in a poison world, for the ones that don't want to, new products, new services, new way of looking at the future is very big business. And it's important to stay tuned to it for entrepreneur opportunities. You know, these liberals, how they love and miss the Clintons and Obama. Hey, you like them GMOs, don't you, huh? Yeah, that was Bill Clinton. You like them ads on television when they go on and tell you how this is going to help you, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, ask your doctor because, you know, you may get cancer, have a heart attack, and, you know, everything else as a side effect. There's no allotropic drug on the market that cures a chronic degenerative disease. Period. Paragraph. More natural healing. More whole health healing. You can see the way they try to hype it. So, you know they're hyping it, hop on board with something real, something new, and something healthy. It's a trend. You know, again, what I do each day is I got to go through all this news, international news, and I get delivered the newspapers because I underline salient points of stories. This is the Financial Times. I was just looking at it. And I go online, of course. I go to the Chinese. I go to Israeli. I go to Arab. I go to Fars, the Persian news agencies. I go around the world. I just want to hear what they're saying. I'll decide what I think is right and what's useful. But here's another example, and it ties into precisely what I was saying about the lies and the hype of the media on trade and tariff. ABB says U.S. tariffs put jobs at risk. Swiss Group's chief warns on Trump plans, cites making power transformers singled out. The chief executive of Swiss Engineering Group, ABB, has warned that thousands of its jobs in the U.S. could be at risk if U.S. President Donald Trump pushes ahead with new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Again, Swiss Group's chief. They're not going to stop doing business. Tariffs won't stop it. There will be no trade war. It will be more business unusual. It's going to take a new turn. So everywhere you read, you hear the negatives. Why would anybody support the current system that has robbed us of millions and millions of jobs? That's over almost 4 million manufacturing jobs just lost to China since they joined the World Trade Organization. I mentioned that luxury good items, big business back again, growing like 20 percentile in China. So we need a readjustment. Now, also talking about China, if you're in business and you're an entrepreneur, it's a big country, 1.3 billion people. What are they making? What are they cooking? What are they eating? What are they selling that we don't know about? They can make a lot of money by bringing it over here. That's the kind of trade. That's the way to make business. Maybe they have baked goods and different kind of croissant that people will love, that you can open up your own shop doing. I mean, after all, when I was a kid, all I knew about was egg foo young and, a couple of other things. Egg rolls. I forgot about that one. So get the Chinese mentality of what they're doing and bring some of that back here in product and redesign it for an American taste. And remember what also with the Chinese, they don't have the creativity gene that we have. They're locked into a mindset. And you could sell them a lot because they're looking for new ways too. And they don't have the jive man boogie, not a drop in it. Now it's their culture, very tight. We got a lot going on here. So bring it on home. And bring it back. So thank you very much for having me on, David Knight, and Real News.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.